The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Proverbs chapter 13 from verse number 15. I'll take it down, but I'll take you one after another so that I can explain to you what is strife. In 2011, I told you the meaning of kill. Can you still remember? Those of you who are alive then, who saw that generation, will still remember. If you have notes, you will see where I put it. If I have time tomorrow, I will go over it again. Proverbs chapter 13 from verse number 15 in Message Bible. Let's read together. Read it again. Say it louder. Everyone think, the question is, what are they thinking? So it's not about think your way through. People think. The question is, some of them are thinking toxic thoughts. So to thrive, it begins with sound thinking. Grace does not answer to only prayer. It answers to sound thinking. And that's what this program is all about. To change your thought. Repent means change the way you're thinking. I'm trying to lay a foundation. I'm going to be building shortly. But liars walk a rough road. Stop lying to yourself if you want to thrive. The road will be too rough for you. Lying to yourself. One of the things that took me through the 17, 18 years of waiting for baby is to know that witches are not after me. I'm not under any attack. It's just a road I have to pass through. So why going for deliverance when there is nothing to deliver? One of the major problems why church and believers are not thriving is because they are lying to themselves. Verse number 16. Let's go over it. I'm going somewhere. I want to lay some foundation. A comma. Let's read together. Come and tell your neighbor, what you need is common sense. It's a common sense in the street, but it's a good sense when you leave it. Fool litter the country with silliness. The problem of Nigeria is foolishness. They litter the country with what? Silliness. Silliness. Are you following me? Yes. Tell your neighbor, thrive, thrive. Come on, tell your neighbor. Okay. So the first one is sound thinking. The second one is common sense. Let's see the third one in verse number 17. One, two, go. Everybody's not reading. I thought, come on, read it again. Make a real mess of things. But a reliable reporter is a healing presence. You are reading your Bible upside down. And you are having unreliable teachers. You are reading wrong messages online. Online pastor, online messages. So you are sick. Simply because you have a very irresponsible talker. People are speaking evil over your life. He said, if you see the crowd, genuineness is not measured by size. I actually came to talk. I didn't come to preach. I came to talk. Irresponsible talk. Some of you is inside your phone. Some of you listen and even laugh when you listen to it. They are making your life mess. This is a reliable channel. Come and tell anybody, you can rely on what comes out of here. So your healing can start. The topic given to me is called value of his presence. And I'm going to be dealing with that. But I've just started. Now, let's go to verse 18. We're going somewhere. Read it out. Read it again. Some of you are living in a house, but you are homeless. That's why the house is not thriving. Why? Not that you are not having disciplining system, but you have refused it. The day you will stop sinning is the day you understand that sin is unhealthy. If egusi soup spoil, do you know you will eat it? Why? Side cheeks is unhealthy. I didn't come with Shosho. I came to talk to you as your brother. Come and tell your neighbor. Sexual immorality is unhealthy. See, religion is what complicates our life. You have to be obedient. What you are doing is unhealthy. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your finance. You understand? Okay. Let's stay in church. Okay. Let's read it again. Want to go? And end up homeless. Embrace correction and live an honored life. You will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. I like that, amen. Your children will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. Don't thrive, embrace correction. How to know if you are proud is that when people are trying to correct you, you get offended. Okay. I came to talk, Abi. We are going somewhere. Verse 19. We are not yet there. Let's read together. Want to go? Open your mouth and shout! Read it again. Read it again. Let me hear you. But what happened? Fools bent on evil despise matters of soul. Every wrong step, there's a spirit telling you don't do it. But you didn't follow. That's why you are not striving. So to strive is a simple thing. Let your soul follow your heart. That's where the Holy Spirit is as a believer. Telling you do this, don't do that. Common sense. You know, simple. I will end in verse number 20 and then we can start preaching. Verse number 20. Let's read together. Become wise. Why walking with the wise? And watch your life fall to pieces. Do you know why you are not striving? You have three churches. You have one fellowship. Then you have one prayer meeting. You are hanging out with people who are foolish. Somebody said religion is one of the problems in Nigeria. I agree. Anywhere, Jesus, Savior, the Father, I say, if you see power. All right, so I'd like you to get up and tell several people. Strive is a verb. Go tell them. It's a verb. It's a verb. It's a verb. There are people who has not strived because they see strive as a noun. Or adjective. Adjective phrase. Spiritually is a verb. And so I'll take you to school. The first word in strive is the most important. What do you call this? it means transformation. Until you are transformation-minded, you cannot strive. And transformation is a simple thing in the book of Romans. It said, I beseech you, therefore, that you what? By the mercy of God, that you what? You present your body as what? Living sacrifice. Holy and what? Acceptable. Put it for them, please. Romans 12 from verse number 1. Let's read together. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, let's see this act of service that makes you strive. Verse number 2. Read it louder now. One, two, go. And be not conformed to this world. How? But be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the first verb of strive is transformational minded. Every day you want to renew your mind. You want something that will make you better today than yesterday. You're looking for books to read. People don't read books, only Facebook. And Facebook is not a book, it's a Facebook. You are not doing your devotional on Facebook. You don't want to read, you don't want to get, all the book is now old fashioned. All the phone, it's a slave queen. No wonder you are killing everything. Killing everything. Come and tell me about transformation. The first foundation for striving. For you to thrive, you need a cure for untransformed mindedness. And this will take care of it. The second word is healthy. Let me hear you, healthy life. You have to be healthy to thrive. So you must, I just said something about health. The day you find out that it's sickness that makes you a sinner and that it's unhealthy to keep sinning, sin will become irritating. No matter how thirsty you are, where's the cup of papa? If somebody said, let me use this one. Somebody said, this is holy water from the temple of one man of God. He said, but they put small poison. Will you drink it? No matter how thirsty you are. They say it's small. Very. So, for you to try, you need to be healthy. Mentally, socially, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And the next one is the one I love so much. You have to be responsible. Touch your head and say, you cannot thrive without being responsible. Say it again, let me hear you. We are talking to yourself. You sang to yourself that time. So talk to yourself, Barnabas. You cannot strive until you become responsible. The lazy gospel is the gospel that blames the devil for everything. And that's the gospel of Nigeria. He says, it's not because of the people in my father's house. I'm from nowhere, I don't reach. Are you okay? The people in your father's house are even looking for a way out. I did a deliverance a few days ago. A lady woke up in the morning and said she saw someone sleeping with her in a dream. So she's asking me, Daddy, I know that you have taught us a lot of things, but I just need your permission. Only 1 week in Mountain of Smoke so that they can deliver me from this spirit husband. And I said, so you have spirit husband? He said, yes. I said, when did they pay the bride price? The way you laugh, she was crying before. She laughed. And then a sense came back. He said, so it's illegal. Then I don't have spirit husband. I said, okay. So before she could recover from that, I now said, where does dream come from? She said, what do I mean, Papa? I said, everything has a source. You say, I've taught you over the years. Where does dream come from? He said, Daddy, either from God or from the devil. Oh, from myself. I said, okay. So this particular dream, We are doing deliverance. What are we doing? Deliverance. Some of you, by the time you are walking out of here, Satan will see you and run away for life. Because your eyes should have been open. So, by the time we were clacking, I said, will you just make up your mind to go and look for one idiot I'm sleeping with? He said, no, no. God forbid you, it's not me. I said, okay. Will God bring a dream where you're sleeping with? He said, no. I said, so we are left with one option. It's an easy. So where is it from? From the devil. I said, okay. He's the one doing the mathematics. I said, so what do you know about the devil? He said, the devil is a devil. I said, hey, I know. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and what? What did Jesus say about the devil? He said, Daddy, yeah, Jesus said, yeah, of your father, the devil, and he's a liar. He has been lying from the beginning. So, you know that the devil is a liar. He now brought you a dream that somebody is sleeping with you. So, what does that want me? Exactly. She got up and said, Daddy, I'm done. He said, she's a liar. I don't have spirit husband. And she walked away. Since then, nothing like that has come. Be responsible. Be a responsible child of God. Hey, God does not make eba for his children. If your father at your age is still making eba for you, you are irresponsible. Okay, bros. If you get home now and you want indomie, and your mama enter kitchen to go and make it for you. No, thank you. Pastor K told us that if at the age of 18, years ago, they are still buying toothpaste for you, you are irresponsible. Be responsible. What does it mean to be responsible? Respond to the ability God has given you. I thought you would clap. You couldn't even clap your hand. Tell your neighbor, be responsible. If you want to try, if you want to drive, you have to be responsible. All right, responsible. And then this is the one I love. Why did they keep this eye close to responsible? The people didn't have enough hole, but they just answered my prayer. Because the two of them goes together. Walk with your imagination. Responding to your imagination. I need someone help. Who will I get? I don't need any of the pastor. Before I come and follow that the anointing. Yeah, Imala Deo. Yeah. What's your name?
Confidence.
Sister, confidence is an embodiment of two personality. Two. Which of them walk depends and determine who she become. Not her prayer life. Leave that one. The first part is her memories. The second part is her imagination. Please be looking at me. This is a solemn assembly now. If you lose this one, you have lost everything. Any of these two she uses most determine who she is. Some of you have extra memory geek. Thank you, Sister Confidence. Tell your neighbor, you can't drive. Come and say it loud. Say it again. With too many memories. Every picture on your Facebook is an old thing. Even if you took it before you enter here, it's now old. Your joy or sadness is tied to too much of your memories. Remember not. Ask you to do like this. We are doing memory format. The same disc in your head that God places there for memory is the same disc needed for imagination. There are some ladies here now, Baba. They remember 14-year relationship. He said, Joseph, dare to it to me. When I was with Joseph, see, any of you here who is a believer? All the guests here, I'm here for your deliverance now.
delete your old relationship. It's not like you, even married people, don't drive when they are full of the memories of old relationship. So to drive, you have to use your imagination more than your memories. Papa, would you like to have a house in US with time? If you imagine it for 2 minutes, without any magic, you'll be smiling. Nobody will be able to say, Daddy, what did it happen? It's a magical. More than DSTV. Sir, before you sleep tonight, imagine the things you want to do in Benin. The things you want. If there's somebody who's politically called here, I want you to imagine yourself as the governor of Edo State. Immediately, your swag will change. Tell your neighbor, do you want to drive? Use your imagination more than your memory. Hey, can you have an imagination journal? I'm waking you up. Out of this Monday, we will have one day.
We make from things unseen, there are realms of glory that my words can see. There are realms of glory in Jesus Christ and Son.
Channel of my spirit, open up. I am with the Father.
In 3 years, in 2 years, in 1 year, in 5 years, it's called vision forecast. And then it becomes your prayer book. Some of you, okay, if you have ever gone to church, they say, brethren, we are going to be praying now. Anywhere is a past prayer point. You have to destroy some of those prayer points. Okay, let me tell you how you will know if it's a good prayer point. Is it an imagination or on a memory? So when my pastors, you submit your prayer that you are leading on altar. The moment you submit it, I said, no. He got to a time, one pastor says, Daddy, please tell us what you mean. I said, it's very simple mathematics. Look at the prayer point. Is it an imagination or a memory? Everything the devil has done is a memory. See what the Lord is about to do. All right. I've not started preaching. I'm still talking.
The next one is victorious mindset. Your God is the God that sees the future even at the beginning. He called those things that have been heard. To strive, you have to be victorious minded. For 17 years, like your pastor said, I was smiling and I'm still smiling. Why? I wasn't looking at what I don't have. I kept my eyes on what is coming. And do you know, sir, at the end, I was happy I didn't have a baby for that 17 years. I'm being sincere. Ask me why, and I'll tell you without pain. My baby is an American born. If he was born 17, any of those years, he would have been in Nigeria. Every of your problem is a solution. Tell your neighbor your waiting is for something. The highest I would have done is General Hospital worry. But as at the time God said it's now time, I could afford that. See, if your marriage is in that street, it may not be as sweet as if it's in your own house. Hey, stop looking at the devil. Look at the victorious mindset. Every problem will turn to a solution when there's the problem. And in fact, when I look up the word strive in the dictionary, I had one example. I'd like you to hear what he said. He was giving me an example of what it means to strive. He said, she seems to strive on stress. So the word strive is in the midst of stress, the midst of distress. The existence and the presence of those challenges is the feeder, the fertilizer for your striving testimony. Can I hear you say yes, sir?
He never said there won't be no rain.
Okay, the last one. Excellence. Come and clap your hand if you have to do it. All right. So now, tell your neighbor to strive. You have to. Transformation. Healthy. Responsible. Imagination. Victorious. Excellence. Throughout this program, every time any of the girls says try, your revelation should open. You know that you know what he's talking about. He's saying, I'm going to be transformed. He's saying, I'm going to be healthy emotionally, spiritually, physically. He's saying, in the name of Jesus, I'm having responsibility for my victory. I will use my imagination. Every of the breakout section, when I look through all day, they are all on this. So, the question is, let's now preach. I have good minutes. 50 minutes, I'm good. And I have 18, so. In the kingdom of God, everything succeeds or fails on the environment. The environment determines your success or your failure. Everything falls or rises, not on leadership, on the environment. I'm correcting that impression. I'm the one here now. Leadership can only be a factor for rising and falling if it's a leadership on the right environment. All the leaders here, did you hear me? So go back to your note and correct it. And put Barnabas 2019 kill. And make sure when you are tweeting, you put slash. I'm inside you. When God was creating everything, he created them on a system. That things we only strive when they are in the right environment. So this is what he did. He created fish in the water. So it's only going to be fish in the water. And in fact, the kind of water the fish can survive is not hot water. Come and say environment. I Answer me and say environment.
I will soon explain what I'm saying. All right? Everything. Everything. Strive based on the environment. All right?
When he created man, the first thing he created was where man can strive.
Before he created marriage. Some people thought what God created after created man was marriage. It's a lie.
The first thing he created that he gave man before thinking of bringing marriage in is the most important thing for marriage. Is the environment.
Environment determines the atmosphere. Atmosphere determines the presence. Follow me now.
Now, look at it. To strive, you have to ask yourself, is this my God-given environment? Do I have the right atmosphere? Is there a valuable presence for what I'm going to be doing? So, this is what God did. The moment he created man, in few minutes after that creation, in Genesis chapter 2, he created a garden. How many of you went to BK class? Did you do BK? What is the name of that garden? Eden. Ajavata people are here. Eden, in my village. What is the name of that garden? Well, okay, call it whatever. Eden. All the theologians here. Where is Eden? You people read now. Where is the Ark of Moses? Ark of Noah? We found it, right? Where Jesus resurrected? We did what? We found it. Where Abraham, what, everybody who has gone to Jerusalem, we find everything. Nobody has ever found. If I'm lying, Google it. The location of the Garden of Eden. I know some of you are with your... Just Google it. How come it wasn't findable? Google will just end its search. Except like Naomi Garden, there's Garden of Eden in Benin. There, it wasn't a location. Come and tell your neighbor, the Garden of Eden is not a location. It's not a location, no. It's not a place. The word Garden of Eden, the Eden means delight. It's the presence of God. All right. Let me first break the joke of theologians and people that have told you lies. God is not omnipresent. I'm now going to deeper things. Be fighting me, but the microphone is in my hand. I will prove it to you. God is not what? Omnipresent. The next time you are praying, omnipotent, omnipresent, you are lying. God is not omnipresent. God is not everywhere. He's not an intruder. He doesn't go to where a place has not been prepared for him. Some of you, God is not in your marriage. No matter how many marriage seminars you attend, it will work. In that business, if you like, go to, where do they, that university? Harvard. Come back to Benin, you know, go work. See, no matter how much they teach in this conference, you can't thrive, even if they pour one bottle of olive oil on you. Until you value the presence of God. I love Moses. He says, suffer us not to go. If your presence will not go with us. You, as you chemistry, your body does a shake. Now you say yes, 3 times. As if you're America, God, the talent people. If you marry a woman that doesn't carry the presence of God and value the presence of God, or you marry a man that doesn't value, see, stop trying to solve your marriage problem. Find the presence of God. Did I make a point? We are going there. So the first most important thing in life God created, before he created marriage, was his presence. And he has not stopped. That's the only place he can meet with man. So God is not everywhere. I like to confuse you. That's my plan. So I can rearrange your brain. Okay, if God is everywhere, why will Adam tell God, we heard your voice and we hide? Meaning somebody can hide himself from the presence of God. There are people in this church, since we've been singing with all those beautiful songs, they are not yet in the presence of God. I'm serious, so. See, Mama, do 72-hour presence of God here. Some people can be very soaked with the oil, and their weaver will be dropping. I'd like you to tell your neighbor, you can't enjoy what you don't create. Say it again, let me hear you loud. He said, anywhere I go to God, follow me, he's a liar. Ask your neighbor, is there an airport in your village? God is not everywhere. You can only see a plane where there's airport. Otherwise, you are just looking, say, look at the plane. It's not on the ground. That's how some people, they come to church, when they hear people testimony, hey, look at that brother. You're just looking at the plane, it has not landed. And you're not blaming God. When you have no airport, his flight cannot stop at the garage of your father. So it's an assumption to think you carry God's presence. You don't have it in. Because you have not understood what it takes to create. All you need is to constantly create the presence of God wherever you are, and you will see things begin to strike. Yes. 9 minutes. Now your question is, so how do we create it? Abi? That's the cure. I want you to be testy. Not that big brother. The next house that is going to leave the house is when we come back. All right. Let me be better than Ibuka. Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 3. Let's go to school. I will finish what I started now tomorrow morning because of people who don't even need it. Go to your work. Before me, big man for nothing. No, I'm not teaching you today. I just want to question mark all your doubts that you are the problem in your father's house. It's not God. See, I'm not afraid of you. Please give me Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 3. Eden, come and say Eden. Say it again, Eden. Value, how to value the presence of God. That's my topic. Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 3. I want it in King James first. Thank you, darling. Good job. I'll come back to that. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. I've taught you years ago that whenever you see column in the Bible, what he's saying is, I want to explain what I just said. So the topic of this major thing is the Lord shall comfort Zion. Column. Any one of you here who has nothing that is paining you, you are not human. Something heating you up.
He's a Zion, yet he needs comfort. Who says your problem is, it means God is not with you? In fact, what makes God know that he's with you is that you have something you are trying to solve. Can I hear you say cure? If you don't need cure here, then please don't come to borrow money. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of, whenever you talk about comfort, you are talking of a problem. You are talking of a pain. So, the Lord shall comfort Zion. And he came up and explained the comfort system. One, he will comfort all our waste places. Can I hear your amen to that?
Amen.
Let me hear your amen now.
Amen.
That's what makes me know that Nigeria is in the plan of God. Come and clap your hands for the Lord. Let's create the presence of God for Nigeria. Hallelujah. He will comfort all our waste places. I'll come back to this scripture tomorrow, but let me introduce something to you. And he will make our wilderness, our desertness, like Eden. The solution to every of your desertness and wilderness is the presence of God. So that singer was good. Your presence is heaven to me. So wherever the presence of God is, heaven comes and invades the place. It could be a home. It could be a sister. It could be a church. It could be a one person. It could be 10 person. It could be a child. It could be an adult. All right, look at it. And our desert, like the garden of the Lord. And then semicolon. Column is, this is what I'm going to do. Semicolon means, this is how I'm going to do it. Okay? So, this is how to create garden. Joy and gladness shall be found there. So, where is the garden of Eden? Anywhere joy is found. I can hear your shout. Not happiness. Happiness is I bought a new phone. It's a machine. Joy is my phone is stolen, but nobody can steal God from me. This is why the presence of God is difficult. Pastors, I need you to listen to me now. All of you here. I want you to listen to me. Things will always go wrong in your environment to spoil the presence of God. No! God does not plan to solve you and cure your problem. He planned to see your reaction in that trouble and pain if you can still bring joy out. That's why you are not married yet. Every marriage they announce in church gets you offended. And that is the test to your marriage. Anybody here believe it for fruit of the womb? Let me quickly tell you how to get baby easily. I taught my wife for 17 years before she got it right. Every time you see your period is the time that will determine your fruitfulness. If you see that blood bound, you get angry. God will just spark. That's why people around you, things will be working for them and they are not as good as you. God wants to see if you can have joy in jealousy. All right, can I talk to you? 2 minutes. Thank you. After all, I'm not praying. I'm just talking. Two of you should come. Two of you. I want you to see this. Let me end it this way. I will come back to this. I've not started. I'm just introducing. Come, come. Two kind of people on earth. I, in whatever shape or color, all of us are created with pain. If your mother didn't cry the day he gave birth to you, you are not alive. Did you hear? This is a common ground for the two of them. Two of them, as you are looking at them with all these suits, they have pain. No matter how many inner healing they have attended, though. We'll go settle later, Mama.
Now, can I end it this way? The difference between two of them is this one is using his pain. Why the pain is using this one? To strive, you have to use your pain. And the truth is this. Every time you don't use your pain will use you. Two people inside prison, at the back of the bar, they look at the sun and one say, so this is how I'm going to die here. This is how I'm going to die here. And the other one say, I see light outside. I will get there one day. The same position, one is pain is using him, the other one is using his pain. Either you have joy or depression or sadness or pain or whatever you are having, it's a function of allowing your pain to use you or you using your pain. So joy is when you use your pain. If I worship him with my tears and I die with my hair. Alabasa boss, okay? See, until every girl that is of marriageable age who are not married be the best dancer in our church. Until the women who are waiting at Hannah be the most serious worker in the church. Showing joy when there is nothing to. Your time is up. Get up on your neighbor and ask, are you using your pain or your pain is using you? Ask three people. I'll be back tomorrow morning to finish it. I love you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.